At a gathering last year for George Bush's campaign, GOP Senator Mary Panzer asked a reporter if he was nervous being around so many Republicans. Little did Panzer know that a year later, some Republicans would be making her nervous. Representative Glenn Grothman has broken a so-called GOP commandment against intra-party challenges of incumbents, and he's waging a fierce fight to unseat his hometown senator. Grothman says Panzer no longer has the right political philosophy for the smaller cities and towns that make up the 20th Senate District.
Mary, you know, she's very experienced, but nobody ever accused her in Madison of being a conservative. And this is a conservative district.
Grothman's campaign has inspired some passionate supporters. On a recent night in West Bend, 8 of them stood outside an ice cream parlor and held up placards forming Grothman's last name.
I'm holding the M for Grothman, because he is the man.
Renee says Grothman's support for the so-called Taxpayer Bill of Rights on hold in the legislature is a key reason she's backing the state rep.
He has been trying for many years, and this will help. We want the taxes cut. Wisconsin is too high in taxes.
The Grothman insurgency is going up against the GOP establishment, including the White House. Twice during recent presidential visits, Republican officials have gotten President Bush to mention Panzer's presence. After Bush and Panzer hugged in Waukesha, the president had this to say.
I want to thank my friends, State Senator Mary Panzer, the majority leader of the State House, the State Senate, for being here today. Thanks for coming, Mary.
Panzer has also brushed off any cobwebs in her campaigning skills. A few weeks ago, she was outside the Piggly Wiggly in Cedarburg, shaking hands and trying to keep voters in her camp.
Thank you. Appreciate your support.
A retired public sector worker named Dave says he's leaning towards backing the longtime incumbent. Dave says he's worried how the Taxpayer Bill of Rights would affect local services.
The freeze on spending. If you freeze municipalities and they can't do what they need to do, I think that would be a major problem. I understand the spirit of the proposal to lower taxes, but I don't think it's practical to have a major freeze.
Panzer defends her go-slow approach to the Tabor bill, but she also says she should be judged on things like helping Republicans win a Senate majority.
As people understand what that means, and they understand what it means to have a majority leader in this district, they like it. They just don't necessarily understand what it took to get the job done. They know they
Some longtime supporters of GOP candidates don't appear grateful. Anti-abortion groups have benefited from the Republican takeover of the Senate, but they've endorsed Grothman. The fight is partly over the candidate's voting record. At a recent debate, Grothman said he's a key author of the law that requires a 24-hour wait for an abortion.
Prior to this bill, it was a situation where you just walk into the clinic, and an hour later, you have the abortion. I've talked to people who are sidewalk counselors, and they feel that this bill has saved lives.
Panzer has gotten some qualified support from Planned Parenthood in this race, in part because she backs abortion in cases of rape, incest, or to preserve the life of the mother. But Panzer says she has anti-abortion credentials, too.
And it isn't that I would ever promote abortion. As a matter of fact, I've been very, very active and a financial contributor of different groups, including a local group of Friends for Life.
The split over abortion and tax freezes are becoming more common fault lines within the Republican Party. UW-Milwaukee political scientist Mordecai Lee says next Tuesday's Panzer-Grothman matchup could widen the party's divide or close it.
If she wins, one would say, well, an incumbent should win. But if she wins, one can also say, well, that means that the Republican voters in her state Senate district generally believe that the Republican Party has room for moderates, not just for conservatives.
And if Grothman wins?
If Representative Grothman wins, then one would say that in this sort of showdown referendum, this almost civil war within the Republican Party, that the idea of purging the party of moderates so that the party will be a consistently conservative ideological party, that side has won.
A Marquette University student says she's running as a write-in candidate and as a Democrat, but it's highly likely Tuesday's GOP primary will settle the district race. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.